senses for granted. We just use them. But people who are now in their 50s can remember when just a few families had TVs. Our grandparents can remember when much of rural America was without electricity. A few people alive today were born before the widespread use of electricity in cities. The telegraph first connected the far corners of the globe with fast communications a century ago. It's taken more than 100 years for the electricity lifestyle to reshape civilization. Because the Internet is a worldwide communications infrastructure that depends on electricity, you could say that its popular acceptance is an extension of the electricity lifestyle. But the Internet is enabling a new way of life that I call the web lifestyle. The web lifestyle, like the electricity lifestyle, will be characterized by rapid innovations in applications. Because the infrastructure for high-speed connectivity has reached critical mass, it's giving rise to new software and hardware that will reshape people's lives. Intelligent devices such as the PC are becoming more powerful and less expensive. Since they're programmable, they can be used for many different applications. Within a decade, most Americans and many other people around the world will be living the web lifestyle. It will be a reflex for these people to turn to the web to get news, to learn, to be entertained, and to communicate. It will be just as natural as picking up the phone to talk to somebody or ordering something from a catalog is today. The web will be used to pay your bills, manage your finances, communicate with your doctor, and conduct any business. Just as naturally, you'll carry one or more small devices using a wireless connection to stay constantly in touch and conduct electronic business wherever you are. For a lot of people, the web lifestyle is well on its way today. By 1998, more than 60 million Americans were using the web regularly, up from 22 million the year before. By 1998, the average user accessed the web 8 to 9 separate days a month, spending a total of about 3.5 hours a month online. It's exciting to see that people living the web lifestyle are using the Internet to learn and buy in new ways. When the Sojourner landed on Mars in the summer of 1997, NASA's website drew 47 million hits in 4 days from people seeking more detail than they could get from the traditional news media. Whatever you think of the Star Report on President Clinton, the Internet was the only feasible medium for disseminating the 445-page document quickly. 6 to 9 million people viewed it the first weekend after its release. Businesses are providing a wide variety of information and services, whether it's real-time stock quotes, sports scores, or city guides. You can buy almost anything on the web, from impressionist paintings to metal cartoon superhero school lunchboxes, which have become collectibles. The web is an ideal vehicle for community building, too. There are sites for tracking missing children and helping people adopt pets, and for every activity imaginable. Sites that involve citizens are getting excellent traffic flow. One website shows all the industrial polluters in the United States, offering maps and the ability to search by company name or locale. It drew 300,000 users in the first 5 hours it was up, almost all by word of mouth. A cultural change as substantial as a move to the web lifestyle will be generational to some degree. It's the kids growing up with the new technology and taking it as a given who will show us the full potential. On most U.S. college campuses, the critical mass for a web-ready culture already exists. Personal computer use, high-speed networking, and online communication are widespread. Universities are dispensing with paper forms and registering students for classes over the web. Students can look at their grades and even turn in their homework over the web. Teachers hold online discussion groups. Students email friends and family as naturally as they call them. Students are the ultimate knowledge workers. Their job is to learn and explore and find unexpected relationships between things. The specifics of the academic courses don't matter as much as learning to think and analyze. Students are developing internet skills that will help them learn throughout their lives. For business, there's an opportunity to learn from the way students use the internet today to organize and manage their lives. Their approach is a guide to how the general population will use the Internet 10 years from now. The adoption of technology for the web lifestyle is happening faster than the adoption of electricity, cars, TV, and radio. Usage spreads through the workplace exposure to PCs and through friends and relatives. Many people who use PCs at the office install them at home for work and then use them for far more. A lot of people over 55 years old who wouldn't usually integrate new technology in their lifestyle are motivated to use the Internet as a way to stay in touch with their friends and families. A friend of mine recently received email from two distantly related women in their 70s. They were into the Internet to research genealogy. Radical new uses of the Internet that none of us can accurately predict today will reshape the world as fundamentally in the 21st century as the unexpected uses of electricity did in the 20th, and faster. As consumers rapidly move online, one of the most fundamental shifts will be the degree to which consumers will manage their finances, including banking, mortgage, utilities, and credit cards, online. In 1998, only about 1 million of the 15 billion total bills in the United States were paid electronically. Little online customer service was available. In fact, though consumers can pay some bills online, in almost every case, they still receive them on paper. As more consumers are able to pay online, the U.S. Commerce Department estimates processing costs will drop more than $20 billion annually. Within a couple of years, electronic bill payment will be offered by most companies, and financial institutions will maintain a single site where customers can go to pay their monthly bills. From your banking webpage, you'll click on the icon for your credit card company or department store or utility and go directly to that company's site for your account information. You'll have more information about your bills online than you have on paper today. You'll be able to drill into account and payment history. Rather than having to write a separate letter, you'll click on an email button to ask a question about a bill. Merchants will use your online bill review page to promote additional products and services. Today, you have to figure out on paper what bills you want to pay and how much you want to pay on each. In the future, software will enable you to calculate online the effect of various payments on your bank balance. You'll make your payment exactly when it's due. Bill payment systems will integrate with financial management software. By late 1998, about half of all American households had PCs, and about half of those PCs were connected to the web. The percentages are lower in most other countries. Reducing the cost of high-speed communications so people can remain constantly connected and making the software simpler to use are critical to making the web lifestyle commonplace. I believe that by the year 2001, more than 60% of U.S. households will have PCs, and that 85% of those homes will have Internet access. For other countries to reach these levels of use, they will have to make large investments in communications infrastructure. People underestimate the degree to which the hardware and software will improve. Take just one aspect, screen technology. I do my electronic mail on a 20-inch LCD, liquid crystal display, monitor. It's not available at a reasonable price yet, but in 2 or 3 years, it will be. In 5 years, a 40-inch LCD with much higher resolution will be affordable. Screen quality will have a profound effect on how much people will read on the screen instead of on paper. The cost of a personal computer is also coming down. Historically, innovation has focused on creating a more powerful PC at a given price point. Now, innovation is reducing price as well. Capable PCs cost well under $1,000 today, and lower price points are expanding the market. Looking at a 10-year time frame, you're going to have PCs that cost the same as a typical TV set. In fact, the distinction between a TV set and a PC will be fuzzy, because even set-top boxes that connect TVs to the cable system will have a processor more powerful than the one we have today in the most expensive PC. Smaller personal companions will become prevalent. These will include the handheld PCs on the market today, new computer tablets, and wallet-sized PCs that will carry identification and enable electronic